Today's mitzvah we're going to do two mitzvahs, mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamed Ches and Taf Kuf Lamed Tes, which is really two of Hashavas Aveda and Los Salim, which is two connected assay, Los assays, the mitzvah assay of returning an Aveda, Hashavas Aveda, and the Los assay of not looking away, of not to ignore. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, which is a skip, the Os Aleph, just jump down to mitzvahs, Halalu, the second paragraph. Minchas Chinuch writes, mitzvahs halalu, these two mitzvahs, din echad lahem, esse velos esse, v'nichtav ksas b'siyata dishmai. They're very much connected. Now, haroa avedas Yisrael, you see that? The first, right here, yeah. So, haroa avedas Yisrael, v'nis'ale mimenu. A person sees a Jewish piece of clothing, and he looks away, v'nicha leaves it, over below esse, lo sucha l'isalem, and he's also bitl mitzvahs asse hashev tishivim. Vim Hashiva Kaim Mitzvah Asay, if he does return it, he's Mekayim Mitzvah Asay, and he does not get the Isser Lo Asay. That much if I gave you the right ones or not, you'll figure it out here. Okay, so then he writes, V'yafal Pisha B'Torah Nifritu Avedas Mehemos Metaltlin. The Psukim start delineating animals and objects. Mikol Mokom Marvinan Avedas Karka Gamkin. Even a lost land, if you will, that's also Mekayim the Mitzvah Asay. What? How do you lose a land? Kigon im ra maim shotun besoch sada. You see some water, hurricane sandy coming, flooding through the backyard. Sada chaveru chayv lahatzu. You have to save it. If it's savable, don't put your life in danger. But somehow you could stop the water from flowing and ruining his property. That's also dichsiv lechol avedas achicha lerabos avedas karka. That all the losses of your friend, what's all? We already delineated behemoth and metaltlin, must be including even karka. To prevent damage is also a kim of the mitzvah's asset. Now he writes further, Efshir de'eno overrak belav de lo suchal v'lo ba'aseh de l'chol avedas. Because the pasuk of avedas is referring to the iser part. It's not mentioned in the pasuk of the mitzvah's asset. So since the pasuk l'chol avedas is including karka, it's only mentioned by the lav. Maybe there's only a lav when you allow a friend's property to get lost. But if you save that property, there might not be a mitzvah hashavas aveda. But then he writes, Efshir, kevin dichsiv v'chein taser. So too, it seems to be kol yadaleh, referring to the previous pasuk, de over al haseh gamp. So again, what's clear is, by karka, there certainly is a lo saseh. He's a suffix whether or not there's an aseh as well when you save or protect someone's property. This is the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So what's interesting is, when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, we have a number of places where there are differences between karka and metaltlin. So by Aveda, is perhaps there might be a difference, maybe there isn't a difference, but what's the famous one? What? Gzela, right. Ain karka and gzela. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah, tells us in Baba Kama, tells us in many places. So there is no gzela by karka. But of course there's gzela by metaltlin. So what about geneva? Is there geneva by karka or not? What do you think? Very good. So Tosis already deals with this case. What would be a case? The Mishnah tells in Meruba. Anyone ever learned Meruba before? Baba Kama? A little bit. So right in the beginning it tells us that certain things are chayv and kefil. They're chayv and kefil in certain things. And then the Mishnah Gemara tells us, how do we know that there's no kefil on karka? So Gemara brings a pasuk, how you know there's no double. Tosis asks, how do you steal karka? What's the case of... So Tosis writes in the bottom here, says the way you could steal karka, Gneva b'karka heichishaycha, where is it shaykh? B'masik gvul, you move over the borders a little bit and get a couple inches here and there. So I have a neighbor, I have a big tree in my front yard, those who've seen my house in Woodmere, a big tree. The tree goes into my neighbor's yard and like the grass goes, and then there's his driveway. So we moved into the house a year and a half ago or so. So one time my gardener fixed my grass and he put up a little rope. And my neighbor's makpid to tell me that my rope was actually going on his property. I need to move it up back on my side a few extra inches. Even though it looks like my property doesn't go all the way to the driveway. There's like 6 inches that are his. They made sure to let me know that. So Hasagas Gvul, intentionally, would be a violation of Geneva Lefishitas Tosos. Not everybody holds that way, but he holds it's considered Geneva.
It isn't
an Isser, Hasagas Gvul, that's different. Right, it's a separate Isser, Lab Bifnei Atzmo. But he thinks it's Bechlal the Isser Geneva. So I don't know if that means he wouldn't count it as a separate mitzvah or not. Or maybe it is a separate mitzvah, even though we have all the Arayos are counted separately, but they're all Bechlal Arayos. So I'm not sure how he would count it or not. The Pashas is it would be a separate mitzvah. But he counts it as part of Geneva.
Islam here would say that the Isser of Hasagas Gvul is only the non-literal Hasagas Gvul of like opening a pizza store next to a pizza store.
Right. Could be something like
otherwise,
that.
Otherwise, why do you need a new mitzvah? Right. You already have Geneva.
Exactly. Okay. And then he suggests another case is, even if it's mechubar lekarka, let's say you have a sar gefanim, which is a gemara in Shavuos and gemara in Gittin as well, that you have vines that are very complete and ready to be taken off the vines, so even though they're actually connected to the ground, but they're ready to be picked, they're so full, you could take them off. That would be another example, he says, that genevas karka, if you steal those grapes while it's connected to the ground. Okay, either way, we see sometimes there are differences between karka and sometimes there aren't. So he points out that when it comes to Aveda, it's possible that the Aveda, the mitzvah hashavas Aveda, does not apply to karka, even though the lav does apply to karka. Okay, now we're going to get into some heavy pilpul, the minchas chinuch style of essay docha los essay. This is his bread and butter right now. So you go to Oz Beis now, Kohen. I didn't cut it off for you guys, did I? I think you got it on the top of the year. So what's the halacha? Kohen shara avedas aveda bebeis hakfaros. What happens if anyone kohanim here? No kohanim. Okay. What happens if kohen were to see an aveda in the beis kfaros? What's the halacha? He doesn't go in. Why doesn't he go in? It's tameh. So even further. So what? Esei docha lo sasei. So he writes. It's based on the Gemara. He says ainu matami lahachzir. He cannot be matami. There's an iser to be matami to mekayim the mitzvah. Shetumas kohen esei velo sasei. Well, there are two things. There's an esei velo sasei to go into the beis kfaros. He's violating two isurim. What's the esei? The kedoshim tiyu. Velo sasei is the lo yitama parshas emor. So he violates an esei and lo sasei to go in there. The ain essay tashava docha essay below sasay. The mitzvah sasay to fulfill hashavas aveda. For me, as a kohen, to go do hashavas aveda cannot be docha in asay and a lo sasay. If it was just one lo sasay, then that would be permitted. But to violate a lo sasay and an asay, that we don't allow that. So lo sucha, that's part of the cut. What a lo sucha? Shouldn't that add up together? We don't have anywhere that a lo sucha helps the asay be stronger, where a lav could strengthen the assay to make it docha more. We have the assays only looked at individually. So an assay, one assay cannot be docha and assay los assay together. So why not?
We wouldn't put the assay of Hashishim and the Sucha together?
We would not put them together. We would not put them together. So what happens? What's the reason? So it's a Gemara. Look at the Minchas Chinuch. He writes, V'chein mevur b'Rambam, Perkid Aleph, Halach Yudches, V'ein du l'shon amamash, not exactly his language. But he nay bebab matzia daf lamed amud aleph arminan sham shnei tamim. There's two reasons the ain kohen metame lahachzir aveda. There's two different reasons, and again you have to hold cup here. Pay attention here. There's two reasons why kohen cannot be metame to return an object. Chada one, the ain essay docha lo sasei v'asei. That's what we said before. One asei v'ashavas aveda cannot violate a double iser of an asei and a lo sasei. And oh, the second reason is the lo dachinan isura mekame mamona. You have a different, two different categories. An iser can't be dochem mamon. Okay? An iser can't be dochem mamon. So a Shabbos Aveda is dini mamonis. And we know that the iser mimetame is a dini iser. There are two different categories. You probably saw this in Kedushin yet. You guys probably got further. Lo yafina mamona mi isura. You guys saw that yet? Comes up in Shas several places. You can't learn mamon from iser. They're two different worlds. The Gref famously writes in the Medrash, Ben dam the dam, ben dim the din. You probably heard this many times from Shech the Shir, right? You from Shech? What? Shech, okay, fine. So they're different categories. There's the dini mamonis, and there's the choshe mishpat, there's yoredeya, it's reheter, and then there's the orchan, doesn't really come into this so much, but there's the different worlds. There's tumah vatara. So you can't connect the different categories. So mamon of Hashavas Aveda cannot be docha the iser of a kohen becoming tamei. So those are two reasons. So the question, why does the Rambam only choose one reason? What's the reason why the Rambam says a kohen can't go in? What'd he say? Right. One essay can be docha and essay below essay. Why did he ignore the other reason of mamon versus iser? So look what the Minchas Chinuch writes. So if you name latam, the ain essay docha lo sasei v'asei im avar. Let's say the guy does. So the Kohen goes to the Beis Kfaros and he retrieves the Aveda. Is he going to get Malkus? What do you think? If a Kohen goes to a, forget the Aveda, the Kohen walks into a Beis Kfaros, he's supposed to get Malkus. He violates an Isser, a low sase. A low, low Yitama. So he gets Malkus. But let's say he goes in to perform the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Will he get Malkus in that case?
That's not a lot of mitzvah, I say.
How do you fix it? Once you do a Maisa, Once you do the ma'aseh, it's done already. There's no way to fix it. As opposed to nosar, leaving over nosar, you could fix it by burning it the next day. The guy's tamay. Yeah, but the tara does not undo the tumah that was once done. He ends the tumah, but he doesn't undo it. Fine. So what happens if the guy, the kohen, went, im avar, he went to the base kfaros, he took the aveda. There's a machlokas whether he gets malchus or not. So listen to this very, very big chiddush in the Riva. The Das Riva, the Tosos and Chulin Perak, Shiluch HaKan, the last Perak, the very last Daf, this 141 Daf in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, De'eino Loke, you don't get malchus. Why not? He says, De'dochi halos haseh, v'lo nisharak haseh. So imagine this, just to visualize for a second, there's an aseh and a los haseh here, of going into the base kvaros. Here's the aseh, here's the los haseh in the bottom. My daughter's doing positives and negatives now in the graphs. So positives above and the negatives are below. So last time we were doing, how do you add two negatives? What's minus 33, minus 38? So it's trying to tell you, you have to really add them together and then you add a minus sign afterwards. You're just going further down the bottom. So low says on the bottom and the assay is on the top, just to visualize of the coin going into the base kvaros. So now you have the Ashav Saved the mitzvah. So that assay knocks out the low assay. The assay is the low assay. That's fine. Knocks it out. You still have what's standing is the assay of Kedoshim Tiyu. But that assay does not result in Malkus. So says the Riva, there is no Malkus because there's no Lav anymore. He knocked out the Lav. That's the Chiddush of the Riva. Now, just as a side, just to get you guys a little bit more confused, you said before, doesn't the Lo Suchal Lishalem connect to the assay of Hashavas Aveda? There's a Tosas and Ramban in Kedushin. You'll see this later on. I think it's Daf Lamed Dalid. It talks about whenever there's a mitzvah that has an assay and a los assay, what's the relationship between those two? So Shiluach HaKan, the Tosas, I believe, talks about, and the Ramban. Sometimes the lav is there to strengthen the assay. They become part and parcel. They're one unit. Sometimes they're two independent ones. So from the fact that the Riva could see that the assay of Hashavas Aveda knocks out the los assay only and leaves the assay of Kedoshim Tiyu standing, indicates that they're independent assays and los assays when it comes to the color. That's the underlying assumption he's making. Sometimes you have to go hand in hand together. Maybe you couldn't. If you knock out one, the other one comes out. Or maybe you can't knock out any of them because they're one unit. Okay, that's a side point. But the Riva, either way, the Riva says the Aseh Vashav Saveta knocks at the low Saseh, and the only thing left standing is the Aseh of Kedoshim Tiyu. We're good? Okay. So the Gemara says, rather, the Mitzchinech says further. Vim Nomar, the Rambam Svir Le Kisvar's HaRiva. Let's say the Rambam holds like the Riva. Im Kain Lefidvar of Ein Lokin Bavar. So then the Rambam would hold. If the Kohen were to violate the Isser and go into the base Kfaros, there wouldn't be Malkus. Ube'emeth Lisvarazu, according to the other Svara, Delo Dachinan Isur Makami Mamona. Let's think about that for a second. The Bamutsi had a second reason. Why does the Kohen not go there? Because the Hashavas Haveda Mamona cannot be Docha, the Isser of Tumah. So let's say the Kohen does it. Would there be Malkus or not? Without looking inside, ahead. Would there be Malkus or not? Why not?
Oh, sorry, there would be.
There would be, yeah. The Mamon does not Docha the Los Haseh. So I'm a Kohen. So I go do the Hashavas Haveda, but that doesn't have any bearings on the Los Haseh of me being a Kohen and going to base Kfaros. So according to that Svara, there would be Malkus. So there's a Nafka Mina between the different Svaras. So let's see what he says. He says again, "Uveemes lesvarzu de lo dachinan isura mekame mamona
iser." That's only if you hold the chiddush. That's like meaning
the chiddush
on itself to say that an asay totally knocks out a los asay.
Well, no. The asay docha los asay is a rule in general. Now, the fact that he applies it to this case of asay los asay together, that's a chiddush of Riva.
I'm saying, the Riva's chiddush is that you won't get Malkus because the Aseh totally knocked the Los Haseh, and you're now left with only an Aseh that you're over, and that's
but we're going now the other Svara, where it's about Mamon and Iser, not the Aseh Docha Los Haseh Svara. The other Svara of the Gemara Bava Metzia, which says that the reason why the Kohen can't go there because the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda's Mamona cannot Docha the Iser of Tumas Kohanim.
Therefore you get Malkus anyways.
Therefore you get Malkus, according to the other Svara. Good. According to the Aseh Docha Los Haseh.
There's only an Afkamina with the Chiddush.
Exactly, very good, exactly. Only within that Chiddush is an Afkamina. Okay. If you don't hold of the Rivas Chiddush, then you get Malkus on both sides. Very good, excellent. So the Gemara, rather, I keep saying that. The Minchas Chinuch says, Im Kain again, lo nidche klal, nothing gets pushed off at all according to the second Svara, Vilokin Bavar. And if he's over, he would get malchus. So lama lo hevi haramam davar zeh de lo dachinin l'chumra. So why doesn't the Rambam mention this svara at all? He only mentions the first svara. And why doesn't he mention that one would get malchus or not get malchus? He doesn't address this issue at all. I'm just adding some words into the minchas chinuch. V'nira de lo sfir le kisvaras hariva. It seems like the Rambam doesn't hold to the riva, what you were saying. Which means what? Where the assay is not docha any of them. It can't be docha the los assay at all. So the assay of a los assay of Tumas Kohanim remains strong. It's standing there still. And what would happen is, if the coin goes in, he would get Malkos, according to both Svaras now. Are you guys with me on all that? Certainly everyone agrees by the reasoning of Mammon is not docha Isser, that's certainly Malkos. And even according to the reason of assay is not docha and assay velos assay, if you don't hold like the riva, then the los assay is still standing, and you would get Malkos according to both reasons now. So that's what he says. The ein nafkumi deskibalan there. Venir de lok sphere like as far as hariva. Vimkain lokin, you would be lokin af litamze, even according to that other reason, like Jono said. De over al assay velos assay. Ve nafkumina ben shne tamim. There's no difference. Al kain mevi atam harishon. So the Rambam chose the first reason of the Gemara. Einachanami could have given the second reason, but there's no nafkumina, so he wasn't so medactic. He didn't care which one. They both result in the same thing. Okay, you guys good? Too heavy? We're good to go weiter? Okay. Let's go now to the next paragraph, Vigam. Vigam lefi svarazu, de'ein esei docha lo sase v'yasei, im kein benazir de'yesh gam kein asei, ayin b'rambam, perak alf m'nazir's halacha gimel. There's an asei for nazir, de'chol hayotz mipiv, v'lo sase lo yitama. So the nazir takes upon himself nazirus. So that nazirus means he can't become tameh, he can't cut his hair, he can't drink wine, and he can't become tameh. Three isur. So there's an asay to keep his word. And there's also a los asay of lo yitama. So now what happens is, if the nazir sees there's an aveda in the base kvaros, that's a Shabbos aveda, there's a mitzvah asay. But if he goes in there, he violates an asay, los asay. So what would you think? So the nazir would depend on what we said before. If you hold of the reason of Mamun Isser, there's certainly Malkos. If you hold of the Chiddush of Riva, then there isn't Malkos. If you reject the Chiddush of the Riva, but the reason of Esse Lo Docha Lo Sasevi Asay, then there would be Malkos as well. But look what he writes here. Ah, however, Isa B'Sheila. What does Sheila mean? When we see the word Sheila, what? No. When you see the word Sheila when it comes to Nadarim Naziris, you could always do a sheila, you could always undo it, like Kataris Nadarim. You could ask Sheila's Chacham, and you could undo the Naziris. So it's not that binding. So you see, Mavur Yevamos Daf Hey, where the famous sugi of Ese Docha Los Ese appears, the Be'isa B'Sheila Docha Ese Af Los Ese V'Ase. So even though normally an Ese is not Docha a Ese V'Los Ese, when that other Ese is a sheila, meaning it's a weak Ese, you could always undo it, then the asay of Hashavas Aveda is able to docha the Naziris, because the Naziris can be undone. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara and Yivamos. So therefore, a Nazir seemingly would be able to and should perhaps fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Ah, however, he writes the Rambam in Perek Zayim in Naziris Halacha Tezvav, the cause of the asay de taglachas docha los asay v'asay de Nazir, after in asay v'chule, came in the Yimei Chalut Ein Olam. So the Rambam is talking about another case of a the Nazir cutting his hair when he becomes Tameh, even though he's not allowed to. When he becomes Tameh, he has to start all over again. So the Nazir shaves his hair, he brings a carbon, and he starts the Nazir's count all over again. He needs to go, let's say he's a Nazir for 30 days. You can make be a Nazir as long as you want. It has to be at least 30 days, right? What's the source, anybody know?
Yeah,
right? Gematria 30, very good. You did Tinus? Okay, very good. So 30, it's like Gematria's 30, so it has to be at least 30 days, but it could be as long as you want. It could be Li'olam, it could be Nazir Shimshon. So let's say assume it's 30 days. So the Nazir becomes Tameh after 15 days. He needs to shave his hair, bring a carbon, and start all over again from day one. So he gets 30 days straight without becoming Tameh, without getting a haircut, and without drinking wine. So let's say that happens in the middle of his Nazirs. So he needs to shave his head. But wait a second, he's a Nazir, and a Nazir can't shave his head. How could the assay of shaving undo the override the assay los assay? So he brings another reason without getting involved in the Rambam's reason. But he doesn't note, he should say, you know why you could be docha? Why the shaving could be docha? Because Nazirus is weak. It's a Shaila. It's subject to a Shaila. You could always undo and remove the Nazirus. So since it's a weak Asay, so then you could say that the Asay of shaving hair could be Docha the Nazirus entirely. Why does Rambam completely ignore that Gemara that an Asay with a Shaila is weak? That's the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. So he says, nearly Dilos Sfir Lehachi. Must be the Rambam rejects this Gemara without explaining why that is. Imkain, if that's the case, Ein afkamina kan da af benazir aser. The ein asay docha after yeshem b'sheila v'gam lo svilei kiriva. What happens is, if you reject this gemara in Yevamos, that the fact that an asay has a sheila is weaker. If you reject that gemara, so that means a nazir is a strong asay, and then he wouldn't be able to go to the basic forest either to achieve an aveda. It's no different than a kohen, because we don't. The Rambam doesn't acknowledge that sheila makes the asay weaker. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph now. Ayin by Rav HaMagid. Rav HaMagid writes in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yudches Shekosof. Aval b'emes she'ein tzarech lechach. You don't really need all this back and forth pilpul. The Magid Mishnah writes, the tepek de be'inna de oker lav de tuma haynuk shenichnas lebeis kvaros akati lo mekayim asei da shava. Ve'ein asei dochelos asei rakimo kalayim betitis de havi be'idna de me'akar. What's be'idna mean, guys? Same time. An asay dochalos asay only works when it happens mamish at the same time. So when I'm wearing my kalayim and wearing tcheles, so the keem of tzitzis is happening the same time as the isser of shatnez, so that's okay. But here, I'm the kohen, I step into the base kfaris, I'm tameh. Hashavas aveda doesn't happen until I retrieve and I go and pick it up. So since it doesn't happen at the same time, that's why the kohen can't go in. So why is it
in the front of the cemetery?
It doesn't matter, it's still split seconds, it's not going to do it at the same time.
If it's, let's say it's mamish
right in the front,
if you, right, maybe that could be the case, mamish right there, yeah. The second you get in, you pick it up, happens, you know, seamlessly, yeah. So then maybe that could be a way, that could be maybe the Gemara,
if it didn't work, anything else would say the same, like Kimlevi Ramani, it has to be the same action, though, and therefore that wouldn't work.
Let's say it's the same action. Let's say I'm standing outside and I'm leaning in, I don't walk, I lean my body in to pick it up. That's the same Isa. So maybe that's, the Gemara says, even in that case where it's B'idna, we need to think other reasons why it's going to be a problem. Very good. But what he says differently. He says,
Kashin the Gemara, though.
Yeah. Kashin the Gemara. So he ends up saying that the Inyan Nadina lo nafkamina mida. It doesn't really make a difference, he says. It's gay, it's nice pilpul, it's a theory. Who really cares, he says. That's what he ends up coming out. But if you look now, go to the top left, two lines down, the Efshir. Efshir, he has a big Efshir.
One question, like, Shavuot Aveda, so it's not just taking the item, like the Gemara says, the whole time you have the item, you don't have to give, like, to Onyeka, just to
Yosef. Prutid of Yosef.
The whole system could also be part of the
excellent
Shavuot Aveda process.
That could be part of it. So that's perhaps only after you've
once
picked
you
up. Exactly. But we're going on the way. So we'll see in a moment that's going to be Machlokas. Even going could be, but he's right. What he's pointing out here is when a person is being shomer in aveda, is that considered a shomer sacher? I'm getting paid. Why am I getting paid? Because when the ani comes to my door and knocks and wants a dollar, I'm pater from paying. Osik b'mitzvah, pater bin a mitzvah. So I'm considered a hired worker. I'm gaining, I'm preventing loss of money. So that means that even when I'm watching an aveda, that's considered a mitzvah. That's machlokas rishonim. Do I have to actually be doing something? Or the fact that it's in my house? But einach nami, great point. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, two lines down, efshir kimo de mevur betosus perik taman nishchat daf nintesam and aleph dibur mask asi. Anybody know what he's talking about there? You guys learn psachim at all? It's a kachim topics. It's talking about the I'm sure you got the gemara here, but it's talking about carbon pesach and bring the carbon tamen. That normally the lach is that you cannot bring any carbonos after the tamen shebein habayim. Tamen shebein habayim is the last carbon of the day; nothing can go afterwards. But when it comes to a serious look, he says now, but the carbon pesach can be dochet. Why? The asay hachamor, a very serious asay, doche asay akal, afil im lav beidna. So even though there's a mitzvah hashlama, once the Tamid Shebein Abayim is brought, it's done for the day. The Aseh of Karban Pesach, which is Chamor, this Yeshbo Kares, can be Docha the Kula Dika Aseh of Hashlama, even though it's not at the same time. So you write in Cain, if that's the case, Hachanami. Aseh Vilos Aseh Diyeshno B'Sheila Dikil Efshu Delot Tzarech B'Idna. Right? So what's going on here is, since it's at least taking the opposite approach, if it's an essay of a Nazir, which is a more lenient type of essay because it's Yesh Ba She'ela, so then therefore let's work this out. And then it's possible that even though you would have a Havamina, that the essay of Hashavas Aveda can be Docha the Naziris because it's a weak essay, it's Yesh Ba She'ela. That's why the Gemara needs to think of other reasons why you cannot go in as a Nazir, as a Kohen. Or not as a Kohen, really, as a Nazir. He's talking about a Nazir here. Yeah, you hear that, guys? So again, it's deep, it's heavy. Let's do one last paragraph here, and we'll stop after this. In light of your point, he says, "Masha kasev harava magi de lo havi beidna." He said that when I go into the base kfaros, it's not the same time. I violate the iser the moment I come into the ohel of the base kfaros, and I don't get the mitzvah until I actually pick it up. So he said, regarding that assumption, I am medivrei nemuke Yosef besugizu in the Rif in the Bamitzia. The heavy machlokas harishonim, the das haran, the havi beidna, that is considered beidna, ki osek b'mitzvazu. When you go on the way to perform a Shabbos Aveda to pick it up, that's considered osek b'mitzvah, that's considered beidna at the same time. The das ktsas and others think the lahavi beidna. So Rava Magid made an assumption. He assumed that wasn't beidna, but there are many rishonim, according to the Nemuka Yosef, who holds that it is considered beidna. Should we do one more? Let's do one more paragraph. Let's wind up. We still have a couple more minutes. One more paragraph here. Everyone's good? Is it too much information? Fine. He named Svarzu the Mavur Begamar de Lo Dachin and Isur Makame Mamona. That's Svara. That Isur can be Docha Mamon. What's the reason? Nir Hatam, the reason seems to be Kimosh Mavur Beksubis Davne. Amen Aleph. Velesi Ase de Lo Sieli Isha Velidche Lo Sase. So they're talking about there, if a man rapes a woman, and let's say there's an Isser Kedushin there, it's a Mamzer of some sort, normally the requirement is that Ma'anis, the man, has to marry the woman. It's a mitzvah sase. So the Gemara says, but he's not allowed to because there's a lo sase in this case, one of them is a Mamzer. So he can't marry a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, why not have the ase of lo siyev, staying married to the woman, override the lo sase of her being a Mamzer? And the Gemara answers, "Mitartinan di amra lo biina lesil aseklal." If she wants to opt out, she says, "I don't want to marry this monster," so there's no mitzvah anymore. Only if she wants to marry him, so then he has to marry her. There's an asay. But since she, even though she hasn't expressed that, but since in theory she could opt out, it becomes a weak asay of lo siel isha, like the sheila, like Naziris has sheila. It's weak. So too, if she could ever be mochel, it's a weak assay. So that assay cannot be dochelos assay.
Sleeping with this, and let's just say it's the she's the mamzer. So mamzer is better. Is not you're not over a lav every time you're with her.
You are. So that's why so we
then,
say
that's not. Why, then the assay wouldn't be dochelos assay because assay only happens once.
Ah, so they talk about this by the case of a kohen eishes shifas tawar and all these inyanim that only the first beer rishona would be permitted. So the first ma'aseh kedushin it would be permitted. Okay, so but beyond that, then we can stay married. Yeah. So then I had to figure out how this works exactly. What?
You
must also be Rishona. That's only time there's a mitzvah. But exactly, if it's a woman who's asher to you, all the additional beers would be a los essay. Same exact question. What? Exactly right. Ishi Sifat Torah. Exactly. And Gemara Kedushin also talks about this. And Daf the Avadim Sugis and Daf Tes Zayin or so. Okay. So he says, so he wants to use this svara now, this Gemara in Ksubis, to explain why the mitzvah mamon cannot doche the iser of the coin. Why? Hainu, he says, the asay sheyecholun lakor eino doche ayin birishonu. An asay that can be uprooted, like the lo siel isha can be uprooted, cannot, it's not strong enough to be doche lo sas. So hachanami here too as well, the asay de mamon, the mamon im ha'ove, the guy who lost the object, ain't a rotsa, shiyoshivlo, doesn't want this object. It was a piece of garbage, that's why he threw it away. He didn't lose it, he didn't want it. Bivadai ain't hamoti shum mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. If I'm returning the object to you and you don't care for it, that's not a mitzvah anymore. He's already mochel. It's a tefker. Im kain b'mitzvah zu, di amar lo b'ina, if he says he doesn't want it, ain't a docha af lo sase greta. So even though he's never expressed that he doesn't want the aveda anymore, since in theory he might and might want to, therefore, it shows that the asay of Aveda is very, very weak, and that's why we say the mamon of Aveda cannot be doche the iser of Tumas Kohanim. That's the other svara of Bamitzer. Okay, stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. This is a Minchas Chinuch. This is classic Minchas Chinuch.